and what is true and what is not true. Otherwise, one will not understand Dhamma, the meaning of it, the essence of it. But actually, there is no one, but there are different Dhammas. As seeing is real, right? Making decision is real. Different moment. At moment of making decision, is there seeing? No. So making decision falls away, and there can be seeing or hearing. That which has fallen away and never come back cannot be anyone at all. That's why we use the word Dhamma. Represents realities. What is sitting now?
To be cut off.
The answer to everything is now Dhamma.
Except the concept.
Yeah. We think it's someone sitting here, but actually it's just Dhamma, just different conditioned Dhammas.
Can citta sit?
No, sitting is no hope.
This is why, because realities are different. The nama, that which can experience, does not have shape, form or anything at all. And that which cannot experience has different characteristics. Each of its own. That is the meaning of Dhamma. Nobody can change, no one can do anything because there is no self, no ego who can make anything arise at all. All which appear is conditioned to arise. Because of Paramada Dhamma. If there is no Paramada Dhamma, no Pukala, no beings.
So this Pukala Pandya is Vate, and this is Five Kanda there. And now we have to use the Pukala Panjati to call.
Pukala means person.
In the book. It's in the book, or in the book. But it does mean that just read. Please.
No, Pukala.
No,
Pukala. Just a quick question.
I think it's Pukala Panyati.
How come Pukala Panjati in Tipitaka, if there is no realities at all? Even Pukala Panjati indicates different realities. different kinds of birth by conditions, different shape and form by conditions. What pukkala are we now? What kind of pukkala are we?
Human pukkala.
Yes, we use the word human, but what does it mean?
Just means different cheetah-seekers and rupas that we call pukkala.
An animal, pukkala too?
Well, as human we can understand the teachings. We could develop panya.
Human being or what?
Human being.
Not all human being.
All.
Not all.
Well, no, not all by condition. By conditions.
Is an animal pukkala panjati, panjati too? Or only human being? When it's absolute reality, people or human being or beings in this world are kama vajra pukkala, including heavens and the four wolf of plains are kama vajra. Those who experience the five senses every day, all kama vajra pukkala, or in short, kama pukkala. Kama means eyes, ears, nose, tongue, visible objects, sound, so forth. Citta in these planes experience all these realities from time to time. And cling to that which is experienced so much too.
Actually, the text, the Abhidhamma text, Pugala Panyati in English, is translated human types. So this is actually misleading because it refers to all
beings, vajra. All beings, yeah. Kama vajra plane, rupa vajra plane, arupa vajra plane.
Right. Yeah. So just calling it human types is very misleading.
So studying is not just reading. Whenever there is the understanding from reading, that is studying.
So just referring to all khandhas.
Kunjati told about the story about the going and eat ice creams during the night. And about decision, isn't it? Something about, I don't hear all, but it was like...
I was going to ask
you. You're going to, by night, there's a decision, going by night, anything, an ice cream, but... So my question, Ajahn, is also, does it also, the decision made, go and eat an ice cream, is also have a reason, a cause? To go and do it. Does the
Aramanupa Nisya Pajya?
Conditioned
Dharma. Aramanupa Nisya Pajya.
Not only Pakatupanisaya Pachaya also.
Yeah.
Because there is a tendency to go.
Yeah.
And what you told on the old town, when you're visiting old town, that you don't have a tendency or accumulation to go and see the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Junk, collecting
junk. But sometimes Ajahn, I've got also like personal question, because sometimes like I think it concerns not only me, like it's usual, but I mean like, because we talk like at the morning with like a Vidicitta, this Manasikara and everything, like a bit, but I mean because there is decision made, and we make decision what we make, and we can let this condition.
And excuse me, what condition making decision?
Pakatupanisaya pachaya. But my question is personal, because I mean, I want to develop panya, I make such a decision, because you taught at the museum, oh, this is not my tendency to go there and see it. So you just basically go back. And sometimes I just, it's like going like, against, we stress so much, like, but the life sometimes is easygoing, you know, when we accept. And we think what other people will think of us, if we're polite or not.
So you can see that everything is accumulated as Pakatupanisya Pachaya. So it's not just Pakatupanisya for park and for other things too.
Also for making decisions.
For someone too, see, for everything.
Coming.
For being polite and kind also.
Yes, listening to the
for
sound.
Nobody,
only accumulation of realities.
For remembering the name on the statue or not remembering the name.
And I think there is a story from Vinaya. I think the Vinaya starts, the Buddha was asked about the politeness and kindness, that he has not paid respect for the elders and the teachers. So the Buddha basically was accused that he not pay respects or he's impolite, he had not have a sense of humor, of politeness. They told the Buddha that you don't have a sense of politeness, and the Buddha says, I don't have a taste to the Rupa Kanda, and I don't have a taste to Vedana Kanda, and I don't have a taste to Sanya Kanda, and I don't have a taste to Sankara Kanda, and I don't have the taste to Vijnana Kanda. I think it was told like this. So it's very good reminder that I just want to recall about the Pakatupanis, like how we behave and how we think about stories, we are stressed, how we should behave, but in general the Buddha was the bravest, and he just showed us really so much. There is just Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Kanda. They just wanted to add to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the purpose of becoming a monk?
To concentrate?
No.
I mean,
that's what the people say.
Nothing to do with monk. To concentrate, anyone can concentrate. So what's the real purpose of becoming a monk? Look it up again.
It's not the manual.
Well, I was looking for a... No, not for...
So your understanding is in the book.
So not to concentrate on meditating?
No.
No?
No.
I was about to look for this one. I cannot...
Araman, panisaya pashe.
Is that the purpose? Or the reason?
If someone wants
to do it, become a monk?
Lay people can learn, can develop understanding. Why becoming a monk?
Because of conditions or tendency?
To
dress.
To dress like monk.
Not liking to work.
To develop kusala as much as possible in monkhood or monk's life.
I was talking about this because they leave family, friends, and so
what
on
for?
And so on. It's easier to achieve.
It's their nature because of their accumulation.
Yeah.
To see the value of living the monk's life and no relation with friends in the old days, and family, and all entertainment, ready to be like that. To have no akusla, to attain arahantaship, because lay people can attain sotapannaship, sakatagami, anagami, but as soon as the person has no kilesa, he cannot leave the what you call household wife at all. But sila is not limited only to monks, to anyone who would like to have less akusla, less unwholesomeness.
A regular guy, not a monk.
Can do.
Could achieve.
If one reads Vinaya, one can follow Vinaya, no matter how many rules. according to one's tendency, no need to live the household life or the people's life. The purpose why Buddha taught for 45 years to help those who have accumulation to learn more, to understand realities as they are, as not self at all. To tell the truth through words above everything, because he has enlightened the truth of realities perfectly. So no matter he met anyone that he could help, he taught whatever that person could get it, to be polite or to be so-and-so, which indicates that there is less clinging to the idea of self and other akusala, unwholesomeness. That's why the question is, who's the Buddha? The best friend of everyone, ready to help. And I think that best friend or good friend does mean help in only what that people need, but to be patient enough to help that person to be wholesome with right understanding.
Respect for others, beginning with respect for parents, respect for friends.
Or to goodness. Respect goodness.
Respect goodness.
Respect
kusala. Kusala, dhamma.
But in terms of...
not respect avicca.
No. But in terms of being patient enough to help others develop more wholesomeness, so there may not be much goodness, but still there can be patience or respect to help others.
And to be patient is goodness too.
So respect goodness, respect that in terms of one's own jiva.
Yeah.
Respect the goodness by being patient and polite, know what matter who it is.
Otherwise people read the Pitaka without the right motivation.
Concerned about what the other cheetahs are or something.
And what about its talk?
And what about their talk instead of just appreciating the value of patience and understanding and friendliness when one associates or wants.
And the motive of reading is to understand. Not to remember the words or follow the words without understanding.
So again, it is respect for
the goodness
of
them. Do you respect the bad one, the bad person?
Well, I think that even if it is the bad person, then it's opportunity for kusala and patience to develop
but
at that time. So one doesn't have to think about the bad.
We do not respect evil.
No.
and what's the manners or the means or the ways to pay respect or to respect.
I think it doesn't, it depends on the kusala
not just chita. Pay respect
no,
like this.
No. It's just the kusala chita will influence the manners, whatever is one's culture or nature or accumulations.
To follow the teachings, not just to read.
But some people call it like pati pada, it means, and they call it practice.
Now? Now? Or what?
No.
Or when?
No, it's like a... because of ignorance, I mean. Like strict way of practice and not understanding that it's vichapatipada. So there is no, like, someone can do right practice because it sometimes say like patipada. So, no, it's according to conditions.
Because we try to think of the word and try to know what those words mean, but actually it's the understanding of Dhamma, like what is patipatta, and what is micchapatipatta, and what is sammapatipatta. So there should be the understanding of the Pali term, patipatta, see? We talk about the Eightfold Path, wrong Eightfold Path and right Eightfold Path. But in another way, otherwise we can say sammapatipatta and micchapatipatta. Even the development of Panya to the degree of Arupa Jhana, but no understanding of reality, is micchapatipatta. The path which will not lead to the understanding of whatever appears now. But when there is a reading and considering not wisely, it is miccha makkha, not the samma makkha. Different ways to use different words for different aspects. So the best thing is to understand whatever one heard like Dhamma from the very beginning of Paramada Dhamma or Abhidhamma or Kusala Dhamma, Akusala Dhamma, Apayakata Dhamma according to Atasalini. Not just read, but as soon as there is the understanding of that, seeing arises at the eye base. It can bring to the understanding of the moment when it arises. But not now. It needs a gradual development. And one knows that one begins to realize that the word is the true word, vachisatta, concerning the Arya Sitta.